Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Last week offered an early read on the signals that are likely going to shape the US markets next year. Policy tailwinds and an AI story that is moving from CapEx to cash flows. Let's start with the policy tailwinds. Monetary and fiscal policy support could provide an incremental real GDP boost of 1%. On the monetary side, the Fed not only lowered rates last week, but is also adding liquidity by buying T-bills. And we see room for another Fed cut in Q1, driven by a sluggish labor market and contained inflation. We expect the non-farm payroll numbers for October and November that will be released on Tuesday to be weak. These two releases, together with the December non-farm payroll number on January 9th, will be the most important input for the next Fed decision on January 28. A 1% decline in the Fed fund rates could add more than 0.5% to real GDP growth over the next quarters, if credit transmission is strong and confidence rebounds. On the fiscal side, tax refunds in Q1, together with delayed spending from the government shutdown, should give a further boost to the economy in the first half of the year. Treasury Secretary Bessent spoke to about $100 to $150 billion in refunds coming in Q1. Working American households could receive between $1,000 and $2,000 per household when they file their 2025 taxes in early 2026. These refunds alone are equivalent to 0.3 to 0.5% of US GDP. Turning to AI, AI stocks are no longer rewarding pure increases in CapEx and order backlog. Last week, Oracle's and Broadcom's earnings added two more data points. The lessons from transformational innovation historically is that the majority of value capture over time accrues to the application layer, to companies that use the new technology. And in our view, the AI story next year is pivoting to companies that increase cash flows from using AI. What we have seen so far is that the seven enablers of AI, the chip makers, NVIDIA, Broadcom, AMD, and Micron, and the hyperscalers, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, have appreciated almost as much as the other 493 stocks in the S&P 500 since the launch of ChatGPT 3 years ago, about $12 trillion. And with AI adoption increasing to 17%, up from 10% among US corporates, we see the beneficiaries of AIs broadening out within technology and also extending to other sectors of the economy. Healthcare and financials are the two sectors where we see the most upside from AI. Both sectors have a large number of knowledge workers and differentiated data sets to increase productivity. So to conclude, policy tailwinds and more widespread AI value capture support a broadening of leadership in the equity markets. This is a pattern we have already started to see over the last month, where the AI 7 have consolidated, yet the S&P 500 has appreciated. A market blueprint we see continue into next year. The biggest pushback to this view is that valuations are high, yet market direction comes from fundamentals. Only the amplitude from valuation. High valuations tend to lead to larger corrections when fundamentals disappoint. So fundamentals warrant higher scrutiny right now. Where do we see the biggest risk factors? In my experience, the biggest risk tends to lie in the areas where capital has been most extended, whether it was subprime in 2007 or the fiber build-out during the dot-com boom. And in this cycle, AI CapEx and government debt are top on my list. On AI, the biggest risk, in my view, are algorithmic improvements that increase compute efficiency, similar to what multiplexing did in the dot-com years. Multiplexing allowed dozens, then hundreds of wavelengths to travel down a single fiber, adding to the oversupply of fiber in the 2000s. And secondly, private market AI funding could pull back as monetization is sluggish among intense competition of AI providers, similar to the dot-com companies running out of cash in the early 2000s. Both would mean a potential sudden decrease in the demand for compute and a temporary oversupply. Yet with AI adoption increasing and monetization still early, these risks do not seem imminent. On government debt, a possible risk continues to be a buyer strike in the treasury market, especially if the US deficit keeps increasing. Yet if you look at the macroeconomic conditions that have historically helped contain deficits, it's been capped but above trend inflation, a benign rate environment, and strong nominal growth with productivity gains. In other words, conditions where the economy is growing faster than the cost of capital. The conditions we expect to see over the next 6 months. With this, I wish you very happy holidays. Stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.